The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dr. Niall Muldoon is with me, who of course is the Ombudsman for Children. And today they publish their annual report. Niall, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
A comprehensive report. We won't go through it in all detail. But what for you stands out? Maybe what stands out in a negative sense and what stands out for you maybe in a positive sense, where there has been areas of improvement over your time in office?
Okay. I suppose the standout for me is that we still have the same consistent top three issues being complained about. Education is 33%, TUSLA and health. They're the issues that are still coming up, and they would have been the same at the start when Emily Logan had her first annual report. And within those, you're looking at things like special education needs, school places. Within TUSLA, you're looking at special care places, special emergency accommodation, unregulated accommodation for children who have no supports. Within health, you're looking at waiting lists, CAMHS, access to services, all the things that you've talked about for many times over the years. So they're consistently issues that are coming back over and over again. And that's why we're pushing the move to try and incorporate the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child into Irish domestic law to try and change that. Instead of trying to fix one issue at a time, we want to move forward in that direction. But as regards the positive things, if we look back, it was our 20th anniversary report. So we looked back and we said over the time we came in on the back of the 1990s, which was horrible exposés and crisis, and recognising the abuse of children, the lack of voices that children had through institutions and many poor services they got. Now you can see that with Children First, a lot of children are now getting, there's proper services, there's vetting, there's children and adults are recognising the need for safety. Clubs, schools, religious centres, anywhere where children gather, adults are much better vetted.
Okay.
So that's a real positive.
So, and that's as a consequence of that Children First Act in 2015.
And the need to sort of clean up our act in regards to how we look after children.
Yeah, I guess which shows legislation can have a tangible positive impact on people's lives. For kind of the cynics out there, and I probably count myself amongst them.
Yeah, and it has to. You have to recognise that, because it has changed. It has changed behaviours all over the world, all over the country. You know, we literally every adult who now engages with children knows they have to be vetted, knows they have to go through that process, and knows they have to watch other adults as well in case and be aware of the possibilities of abuse. That's a massive change for society and helps children a lot.
I want to talk then about how incorporating that UN Charter kind of into domestic law and legislation might also have a tangible impact. But let's talk then about those shortcomings, because, you know, we've been focusing on them actually this week, some of them, because we had Cara Darmody, whose protest concluded today outside the Dáil, her 50-hour sleep out. And, you know, she was focusing on the assessment of need delays. But the reality is, and people who listen to this show, as you will well know as well, I mean, it's assessment of need. It's then the provision of those services after an assessment of need, or even where an assessment of need isn't necessary, like speech and language therapy or physical therapy or occupational therapy. It's issues around special education classes and access to them. It's issues around child and adolescent mental health services. A real bugbear of mine where those services do exist, because in some parts of the country they don't, but in other parts where the mental health service does exist, but a child can't access it because they're autistic and they're told, no, you go back to disability services, you couldn't possibly have a mental health difficulty.
Yeah.
So this stuff crops up in the report today, and there's great detail in it on all of this. How frustrating is it that these issues are so persistent?
It's hugely frustrating, Kieran. Again, I mean, I was looking at you, Cara Darmody, what a wonderful young person and a great advocate for her brothers. And we had her on Child Talks, our venture that we had in World Children's Day 2022, talking about this. I'd hate to see her still having to talk about it when she's 20. But for me, it is extremely frustrating. And that's why we've looked back over the last 20 years and said, we've been chasing issues like multi-annual budgets. We've been chasing things like inter-agency cooperation, inter-department cooperation. We've been trying to fix things like mental health, disability, education in separate pockets. And that's why we're moving to the incorporation of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, so that what would happen is you legislate for that, and every public servant, every civil servant would have to make every decision in the light of making sure it's compliant with children's rights. So if you have extra spare money down in Kerry and you want to fill the potholes, you decide, does it go there or does it go in front of the children's school? And you make a decision, and you will have to back that decision with your rhetoric. And if you don't make the right decision, somebody can sue you. That's the sort of way you can change the behaviour from the bottom up and from the top down. So it creates a much more child-centred and preventative scenario.
Yeah, those four words, somebody can sue you. Because there has to be a kind of, there has to be a consequence, doesn't there? Yeah. Because if the Children's First Act from 2015 is a positive example of legislation, the Disability Act from 2005, which is 20 years old, I'm not dismissing it in its entirety, but that six-month assessment of needs timeline, that's a legislative obligation that's never met.
Correct.
Almost never met. 93% of cases it's never met. So you there needs to be a consequence to not meeting these things for it to matter.
Correct, absolutely. And I think that's the way I've looked back over our history. So even in 2010, the assessment needs figures was only 11% were being met within 6 months. But even the 6 months people would live with, if you got it within 12 months, if you had a two-year-old and you got done within 12 months and you moved on to services, people would live with that and they wouldn't be looking to sue. But the scenario is that we're now at 7% completion. But we have 25,000 people. Well, the minister suggests there could be 25,000 waiting next at the end of this year. And it's that inability to move and fix the system in that time from 2010 to 2025 that is really frustrating for us. And again, unless you've got an obligation that says you need to do this in children's rights, in honour of children's rights. And I spoke to a lady last week who was the manager of a hospital in Sweden where they have the incorporation. She said that she's put in a business plan for a huge multi-million euro extension and she didn't do a child rights impact assessment and that business case was sent back to her. That's the way we've got to go. Everything you do has got a child rights impact assessment and you know that that's built into your system.
And are you confident that the political appetite exists to implement that system in this country?
I think we have to work on it. We have to push it forward. There was total unanimity across in Scotland when they went for it. It still took 5 or 6 years. I think the time has come and I think we have an opportunity here as the new geopolitical situation where rights are being diluted all around the world. Ireland can stand up here and say, you know what, guys, come to our country. You can invest with us. You can grow with us. We will protect your children because we're investing in children's rights through incorporating the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. And that's an attractive option for lots of people. And I think it's a stand we need to make as a strong, honest, democratic country.
Well, as I said right at the outset, the annual report has been published. OCO.ie is the office's website if people want to read it in its entirety. And there's executive summaries and everything there for people short on time. Niall Muldoon, Dr. Niall Muldoon, Children's Ombudsman. Niall, thanks a million for coming into us, as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.